Good morning, everyone out there in library land. This is Sherry Chigama, Public Relations Director for the Southeast Duane County Library. And with me today is Linda Reimer, our tech guru.
Hi, everybody.
So, Linda, what's going on program-wise for you this month, for the rest of October?
For the rest of October, we've got two different Pinterest sessions. We've got a digital literacy program on the 16th where you can just come in and see what computers and tablets are all about. And we've got the rest of our senior personal technology series, which is running on Thursday mornings through the rest of the month.
That's been pretty popular, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite popular. People have really liked it.
I've seen some photos. You've got a good crowd in there.
We have, on the 17th, we're doing tablets and e-readers. And on the 24th, we're going to do online basics, which basically means what do you do when you get online with the internet.
And that's really great to start thinking about now, especially with the holidays coming.
Right.
If you're going to be buying gifts like that, it's a good time to learn about them beforehand so you know what you want when you go out there.
It is, and we'll be having some try it before you buy it programs in November and December for people who want to come in just for that reason, to try out the Windows 8 laptops and tablets and see what they think of them before they buy them for Christmas gifts.
Sweet, I love those.
Yeah.
And Sue couldn't be with us today from the Children's Department, so what has she got going on for the rest of October?
Well, we have the usual story times that happen every month, and the big thing coming up is on the 21st, there's a reptile day with the Tanglewood Nature Center, and that should be really fun because they'll be bringing different animals, different reptiles, I suppose you call them, not animals, for anybody to come in and see while they're here.
Nice.
So that's October 21st at 4 p.m.
And tell me a little bit about Teen Tech Fridays.
The Teen Tech Friday program for October, which is on the 18th, is called Glockster. And our Glockster professional, that's Kayla Crane, is going to be showing teens how to use the Glockster blogging software, which should be fun.
That's really cool. I heard that it's a mix of music and audio and video to make a blog.
Yeah, it's very, very versatile software. You can do a lot with it. It should be fun.
Nice. And you don't have to buy anything either. It's online, so she's
right.
Just going to teach you how to do it, and then you can go home and carry on your own blog.
That's right. Should
awesome.
Be really cool.
And also unavailable to be with us today, Michelle Wells. She has a few programs going on for adults for the rest of October. Coming up very soon, October 16th at 2 p.m., there's going to be a book talk, Sticks and Stones. It's a book about... It's an anti-bullying book, defeating the culture of bullying and rediscovering the power of character and empathy. Couldn't we all use a little more empathy? That's by Emily Bazelon, and that book talk will be October 16th. Also coming up, well, on the 15th of October, is Grants for Nonprofits. Come in and learn how to use the Foundation Directory online to find grants for your nonprofit. Also in October, on the 19th from 10 to 4, this is an all-day thing, Chess Challenge. It's going to be fun, open to all levels of chess playing skills. Come in and try to win. Also Sunday, October 27th at 3:30, come in and listen to Jim Gray talk about the historically haunting tour of Corning. You won't have to leave your seat. And he's a very entertaining speaker. You will enjoy him.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yes, one of my favorite holidays.
Mine too.
Finally, in October, Foundation grants to individuals. Learn to use the Foundation Directory to find grants for your particular individual purposes. So that's about it for October. Don't forget to geek your library. Come in and tell us what you geek. It could be anything at all, and we can help you find information about it at the library or at other libraries. One final thing I wanted to mention, come in on Halloween and you will see some of your favorite staffers dressed up to the nines.
That should be fun too.
So thank you, and if you have any questions, come in or call us. Also, you can find the full calendar at ssclibrary.org.